97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Friday afternoon, we wrapped up our pre-primary day roundtable. If you missed any of that, you can always use the Rewind app on the Rewind function on the Odyssey app. And go right back to the start of the hour, 3 o'clock. Jane's hanging out as she always does on a Friday. We have the Hall of Famer, Fred Bottomer, in the studio. Abby is in here. And, of course, Sue. We'll have Sue's news. But we have what? A little bit of a taste test. Remind me how this all started with this ramen, Jane, because I remember some details, but not all of them.
Well, every time we talk, like, Sue will come up with weird food in Sue's news.
No doubt.
And then I go and I hunt for it.
Yeah. Okay.
And then I find it. And then I make everybody eat it.
That's pretty much it in a nutshell. I think that was well put.
Right. And if it's good enough for Sue's news, it's good enough for us to taste. So today's tasty morsel is cup noodles campfire s'mores. So have you ever had s'mores ramen?
No.
And, yeah, and you're going to taste it.
But just point of
it's got little mini marshmallows
it's
in it.
Quite an odor. It kind of smells
like
interesting. It does. Yeah.
It smells like s'mores and noodles.
It does.
It's weird.
This is not a surprise. It's a limited edition.
Yeah,
they're not going to put this out.
Refresh my memory. So you covered this on Sue's News, and Jane was then inspired to say, "Okay, I'm going to order some of
this
stuff."
I go to Amazon and I find this. Remember, like we have the goofy Pepsis and the goofy. We've done it all.
We had different Oreos.
It says that it has natural and artificial flavors. I'm not sure what the natural ones are.
Well, I'm wondering what the ratio is.
Yes.
99.5. Let me see that. 99.5 to like 0.5% natural.
Yeah. But all right. Well, our best hope is Abby. We think Abby might like
it. Okay,
is
I'm
that
giving
right?
some to Abby right
Did
now.
You try this before you made it today?
Oh, no, that's not fun.
Okay, no, I'm just making sure. None of us have tried it.
No.
And do we have like separate spoons and stuff? Or are we just supposed to like drink from the cup?
Well, that too.
When you have a problem.
Are you the health department?
Yeah, right? Get over yourself. All right, I'm bringing a bowl to Abby right now because I think Abby is our best
she
hope.
Probably will like it.
Yeah, Fred, you're going to have to share with me.
Abby, you like ramen. This is a thing you enjoy.
Yeah.
Does it have marshmallows in it?
It does.
Yes.
Okay, because I see them on the picture. Yeah. I wasn't sure.
I mean, how weird is that?
I'm going to go out on a limb and say that's an artificial flavor.
You are so negative.
What do you think? Okay, what do you think, Abby?
The broth looks like chocolate milk from cereal.
Interesting.
It does.
Yeah.
So that's a little off-putting, but I'll try it anyway.
Okay, Fred?
It's pretty good.
Fred, you're eating it out of your hand.
Well,
what's happening?
I don't have anything.
Yeah, I got you.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
The look on Abby's face is interesting right now. She's thinking about it.
May not be.
It's like if you put ramen noodles in hot cocoa.
Yeah.
That's a great description.
And it's not, you know, it's not heinous.
Have you tried it?
Okay. I don't know what's happening.
It is not heinous. Fred,
here
Hall of Famer.
Oh, no. It's edible.
Can't believe we're passing around a bowl of chocolate noodles.
Don't you think the chemicals are going to kill any germs?
Yes.
So don't worry.
Yeah,
but I'm just saying, this just doesn't look good.
If you are just joining us, we are tasting cup of noodles, campfire. S'mores ramen noodles, and they call it ramen noodles in sauce.
I would say this. It's not terrible, okay?
Okay, you're bringing one home
I'll never eat that again. There's no reason for it. It just tastes like...
I agree.
Yeah, it tastes like there's a bowl of cereal that you ate part of, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the milk is still in it, right, from the night before. And then you say, hey, here's a box of noodles. I'm going to microwave the two together and see what happens. And that's essentially what this is.
Yeah. Well, that's another way of putting what Abby said, which it's noodles in hot cocoa.
Yeah.
That's pretty accurate.
So Abby gets one to take home. I'll
take one home for Alexa. See if she likes it. Like it.
Of course she will. She's my spirit animal.
She is your spirit animal.
And there's no doubt. We like the same food. I have the eating habits of... Alexa's 9?
She's 9. Yeah, almost 9.5.
I have the eating habits of a 7-year-old.
By the way, I think I had promoted this. Not that anyone would remember, but Sue, I'm surprised you didn't ask me. The little princess was supposed to come in here today.
Oh, that's right. What happened?
Okay, here's what happened. I'm sitting with her about midday today thinking about bringing her in, and she's still got this cough. You know, she got sick about 10 days ago, and she's fine now. But she's still got a pretty good cough, and I thought, that's not going to work.
Yeah,
I have the note that her last visit,
You do.
She sent me a little note with. She said, "I want you to have all smiles today."
Aww. That's really sweet.
So I carry this in my purse.
She'll love to know that.
For
I will
my
tell her
smiles.
That.
Yes, that's really sweet.
Maybe she'll be here next week. We shall see. Yeah. All right, that's the taste test was successful.
Thank
kind
you.
Kind of mixed results.
Jane.
Thank you, Jane.
Yeah.
Look, that's
weird.
What I would say. Let's do this.
These allegations are deeply concerning.
Does the president have any comment?
We're not going to comment.
It's not clear messaging.
No. And now Sue's news. Brought to you by Sue.
Well, on this day in history, I bring this up for anybody who plays cards. Now, I mean, the most I did was like, you know, crazy eights, maybe the old maid, that sort of thing. War.
Fish.
Spoons.
Go fish.
Right. But I understand people play poker, etc. I don't even know if this is a poker hand, but here we go. 148 years ago today, in 1876... Wild Bill Hickok was shot in the head from behind and killed while playing poker at a saloon in Deadwood, South Dakota. He was holding a pair of aces and eights, which has since been known at poker tables everywhere as the dead man's hand.
This is true.
So that became a thing. Oh, you're right. And Steve even says poker in here, Jane. I'm not that bright.
But that
148 years ago
today. I actually
knew
that one, believe it or not.
Did you really?
Yeah. Did you ever see the... well, that scene has been recreated quite a bit.
Like, in
various
films.
Even in the show Deadwood, I think they recreated that one.
Wow. It's kind of... Ugh. All right. Simone Biles, we saw her win the women's all-round gymnastics final. How cool was it? Fred is our gymnastics man.
It was wonderful. She's just amazing.
The height that this woman gets.
Yes. Utter earthly. I mean, she's just like... I don't know. It's not even real.
Well, let me also say this, because I think a few years ago when things weren't going well for her, there were people that weighed in on that, I think, in an unfair way. I was always empathetic because, and I've said this and I've been open about it, I've had anxiety and depression debilitating going back 12, 13 years. And she went through some tough things.
She
some
did.
Really tough
and
things. But to see her.
Back.
Exactly.
Yes.
I think it's an incredible story. And by the way, not only came back from the last 4 years, but last night it was not a done deal. She slipped in the parallel bars just a little bit and you know didn't get the greatest score, but it was an awesome achievement. And waving the American flag around,
yes,
the Sunni Lee, they're proud to be Americans. I loved it. It was
that
great.
That is the thing that I love, and
agreed.
I should have tweeted it out. Was I'm
yes.
like, I wish half of our citizens were as patriotic as these athletes.
Right.
You know, I really loved how Sunni Lee came back because she had two cases of kidney disease in the past year and was. Gained a ton of weight and had to like relearn everything.
That's
in
a
the
great
past
story
year.
Too.
It's
you're
amazing.
Right, Fred. Yep.
Yeah, and
it,
a great team
good.
Effort too.
Simone this year just looked pure joy, just happy.
She did.
She was relaxed, and it's fun to see.
And she was supportive of the other girls, which I loved, and they adore her, which is great.
All of it's good. In swimming, of course, Kate Douglas won her first gold. That was kind of cute in the 200-meter breaststroke.
Oh, that was awesome.
Reagan Smith won silver in the 200-meter butterfly. I bow to anybody who could swim the butterfly alone, let alone at that speed.
That was a great race for her, and it kind of in the end became between silver and bronze. I think she was almost a body length behind, but she swam outstanding.
Ooh.
And then, of course, the women in the relay, they got Katie Ledecky. I think you mentioned that she was the most awarded female athlete. That was because of the silver in the relay.
Yeah, she snagged the 13th medal of her career with that silver in the 4x200 freestyle.
Beautiful.
She's now the most decorated U.S. female Olympian of all time. Because everything you see is Michael Phelps, as it should
be. Right.
I didn't get to watch this, but Team USA also won gold in rowing. It's first ever gold in team fencing and a women's foil. And, have you heard this? Tom Cruise, apparently, has filled a crazy stunt that will close out the games.
I've heard about this. It
sounds
cool.
Oh, that'll be fun.
Yeah.
He's been all over the games.
TMZ, you're right. He's been watching everybody. TMZ somehow found out and leaked it. They say the stunt involves Cruise in an airplane and ends in Hollywood as he sort of passes the Olympic flag to L.A. because that would be the next Olympics.
That's
right.
A great thing.
That is apparent the port of it, point of it. Okay, Ford is patenting a system that will automatically report speeding vehicles to the police, not you in the Ford, but they'll have onboard cameras to snitch on other drivers. So if you are driving a Ford, an equipped Ford vehicle could send a report with speed data and pictures directly to law enforcement and roadside monitoring units.
I don't like it.
I like it. I listen, all I hear all morning long.
It's like the Ford Snitch program.
I get it. I like it. I understand both sides, I should say, because all morning long on scanners, all I hear is, we've got another report of a guy weaving in and out of traffic at high speed. And I mean, it's crazy.
But do they say, like, if you do that, what will the result be if you snitch on someone?
Exactly. It's unenforceable.
It's right. Unless you can get a picture
of the
driver.
Of the guy driving.
Identify the driver. It's unconstitutional.
Look, ladies and gentlemen, I've always had a much better plan for this, and I think we have the technology to do this right now. I've always thought to myself, you know, and I think this often driving home on 44 out to my home on the way from work, if we only had like a missile launcher, you know, in the frame. Because, and maybe if you only get one shot, okay, everyone gets one missile. You can only take that shot one time, but I think that would be very effective. I really do.
I have an idea. How about just having police officers?
Da, da, ba, da, ba, ba, ba.
Ring that bell.
Okay, because I did not finish the story here, but what they're going to do is send GPS info to the police so that they can find them quicker. So it's not like we're going to say, oh, here's the photo. They will send the info immediately to the police, who can then respond if we have enough.
I think we're all in the situation where you have one of these people, and it's one thing to speed, but so you reference this, going in and out of traffic.
Yes.
I had someone that crossed three lanes of traffic in front of me to get off to an exit the other night on 44. Now, I'm going to tell you right there, I was hoping and praying that that guy would just run into a wall and, you know, just be gone, because it was so dumb. And I would have probably taken a little joy in that. I know that's a horrible thing to say, but those people never seem to get caught. That's the frustrating part.
Right. And they think this will help, because they're saying we already have stationary speed cameras, but they can't issue a ticket if they can't see the driver.
Yep.
So they think if they can send the photos to the police and the info and the GPS, maybe they can get there.
Police can't even
give chase.
Yeah, they can't even answer calls for shootings.
Maybe. Yeah. Oh, gosh, that's so depressing.
Right.
It never ends, by the way. I'm going to switch gears here. Now Disney, Fox, and Warner Brothers Discovery is coming out with a streaming service called Venue. I can't, Fred.
Yeah, no, it's beyond
me. Wait a minute. Now, name it again.
Here
Who
we
are
go.
They?
Disney, Fox, and Warner Brothers Discovery. It's going to be $42.99 a month. What the?
No way. Whoa. That's nope.
Okay, but wait a second.
But it's got sports.
What does that include, though? If it's Disney, right now in the Disney bundle, you get ESPN Plus and you get Hulu and you get Disney. So what is that all going to encompass
is
my question.
Their focus is a lot of sports programming. It sounds like they want to be folks' sports streaming destination with a couple of extras for the family. But it did not say whether it's... But I assume if it's Disney, Fox, and Warner Brothers Discovery, you would have all of that on there.
Maybe not, though, because Disney obviously still has ABC with, you know, sports properties.
And that's just it. They split it up. So
yeah, I know.
You have to get 82 different
and
ones.
And everybody complained about cable.
Yes.
Now, you know, there was at least one place where you could get everything you want to see. And now, I'm confused. I like my bundle. I've gotten used to Hulu, ESPN, Disney. And now you're going to just take
it
away?
So there's one of the formats out there, one of the streaming platforms is MGM Plus. And there's a show on MGM Plus that's called From. And the third season of From is about to start. It's about the family that ends up in this town, and they get lost on their way, and they realize that they're kind of trapped in this town, and everyone's landed there the same way they have, and they don't know why they're there, and they're not sure about the surroundings, and there's, you know, creepy, scary stuff that goes on. But I bring it up because I was told it was a good show, and last summer I said, okay, I'm going to give it a try. I paid for MGM Plus. I watched the first two seasons of From. I liked it quite a bit. Well, my subscription ran out like a month ago.
Of course.
Now the third season's coming out, right?
Oh, that's on purpose.
Of course it is. Mm-hmm. But it's literally the only show that I watch on that format, and I like the show.
That's
so
how they get you.
That's
you know what?
Get
it's
you.
Almost worth. You know what I do you. Now to beat the system?
No,
I say okay. There's shows I want to watch, but you know it's not worth it to get a whole streaming service for. So I will just go to iTunes and buy. And just buy the series.
Well, that's not a bad way to do it.
Day
right.
Because they're going to get. Because even when you sign up, you always forget to like turn it off. So you end up spending more money anyway. So I'm like, okay, if it's just one series, I'm just going to go buy it.
That's actually a good plan.
That's good advice.
You have to fight the system.
Would you buy mine too when I decide to do that?
Well, the good thing is that's something, you know. Then I can share it.
Sounds like a yes.
Yeah.
Finally, in Sue's news, we have today's random fact. Okay, now Michael Phelps doesn't just hold a ton of swimming world records. He had a golf one, too. Did you know this, Mark?
I did not.
Oh, my gosh. He held the world record for the longest televised golf putt. He nailed a 159-foot putt for eagle on live TV during a celebrity tournament in 2012. You have to watch it. It is nuts. And his record stood for about 10 years. And then in 2022, Ian Poulter edged him by nailing a 162-foot putt.
Okay, put that in yards. That's the only way I can figure that out.
It's long.
I can't do that.
No, I'm incapable.
Yeah.
162 feet?
Yeah, 162 divided by three. Please.
So maybe like 80.
That's a lot.
Yeah, it
54
is.
54 yards.
54
you
yards.
Have
half
gotten it. So, listen, everyone, I recommend at least watching the Michael Phelps. I did not watch the Poulter one, but
by the way,
that is nuts.
I just want you to know, when I came up with 54 yards, that was in my head. There was no Google or anything. I did not type 54 yards.
Okay. I can calculate tips instantly.
Oh, I bet you can. Yeah. That never leaves you, right?
It after never doing leaves. Service after work. You've waited tables, you can do 15%, 20% instantly.
I love
did
it.
Did that wrap up Susan?
That's it for Susan.
There you
News.
Go. And Paul Hall is standing by. He's very excited to spread the word about a bunch of movies and TV. Cusimano later this hour. Well, it is a Friday afternoon. Mr. Cusimano is going to give us an update on the Cardinals. They actually fell at Wrigley Field to the Cubs this afternoon, going 5-0 down very early in that game. Unfortunately, our new pitcher, Eric Fetty, was on the mound. So Frank has details on that. But we have Paul Hall on entertainment from Common Guy Films here. And Sue and Jane, we have to, there's a lot of empathy for Paul Hall. And I just want,
oh,
I don't
really?
Know if you guys
What's
know
happened?
What he's going through here this afternoon, but
it's so damn hot.
Listen,
milk was a bad choice.
Thank you, Will Ferrell. Paul is up in Wisconsin, and I don't even know if we're able to get him through this, but it's 85 degrees.
Oh, the
in
shame.
Wisconsin.
Oh, I can't
and
even.
Humid. Are you okay? Can we do anything
Joe,
for you?
It's 100% pretty much humidity to go with it. That 85 pushing 90, and
wow,
we lost power
wow,
in a big
wow.
part of the city yesterday. The power outage is the worst part because those people who don't have air, that's not a good thing. So.
I moved in 100-degree heat on Wednesday.
Oh, yeah. That's brutal.
Quit your bitching, Paul. 85.
Yeah, sorry.
I will say this. You know, a lot of St. Louis people, and I love, well, I lived in Milwaukee. Paul knows that. That's how we got to know each other. My wife is from Milwaukee, and I lived near the lake, so we always had the lake kind of cooling you off. But Door County, Wisconsin, up on the peninsula there, north of where Green Bay is, I guess, north to the east. Paul, you know this. A lot of St. Louis people seek refuge up there. Same principle that occurs in Michigan. You know, people have summer homes in Michigan because it's a lot cooler. But when I've been in Door County, when it's been humid and in the 80s, yeah, they have complained because a lot of them don't have air conditioning up there.
Yeah, no, and that's just it. I mean, I was out in the desert when it was 119 out in Phoenix, and the airplanes couldn't even land at the airport because their tires were melting. It was in a kind of a weird scenario a couple years ago. So I've been in it all. I could deal with it just fine. Can't deal with the fact that my car, they told my car yesterday, and they told me that if I hit another pothole, my engine and transmission might come through the front of it because it kind of rusted from the inside out. That really kind of makes me nervous. So,
that's not a good sign.
No.
I'm not a car person, but that's not a really good sign.
That does not sound good. All right,
don't come here if you're worried about potholes. Do not
well,
come
that's
here.
A good point, Jane. Yeah, don't come to the downtown area. All right, well, what do you got here for us on entertainment, either movie or television related? One thing that I saw that I think is pretty cool, and I like that they do this on the streaming services. I'm a big music fan. Jane, you like music quite a bit. Lollapalooza is this weekend in Chicago. I'm not a big music festival guy because, you shower and it's gross and it's outdoor concerts, but Hulu is streaming a lot of the shows, so you can sit in your living room or in your man cave and watch a lot of these acts at Lollapalooza, Paul.
Yeah, all weekend long. It started yesterday. They did this last year. For those of you, I'm sure a lot of people from St. Louis made the trip up to Chicago. It's a quick trip, and same from my area here heading down there. But to get out of that mass of humanity, it was on last night. It'll be on again tonight, Saturday, and Sunday on Hulu, and it's for all Hulu subscribers. So doesn't matter who you are as far as what kind of Hulu package you have, you can tune in, and I know my household will be tuned in because my daughter's a giant K-pop fan, and Stray Kids headline the main stage this evening. For those of you who don't know Stray Kids, they're a global phenomenon, and they're going to pack Lollapalooza.
Did you say, wait, is it Stray Kids? Like Stray?
The name of the band is Stray Kids. It's a K-pop band.
I don't know if it was Straight Kids or like Cis Kids or, you know, I'm not a K-pop guy, so that's why I didn't know.
Well,
we had the Stray Cats. I know the Stray Cats. I don't know the Stray Kids.
Well, tune in tonight on Hulu. You'll get a taste of what they are. you know, she got birthday presents this Christmas around revolving around, or I should say Christmas presents this year around stray kids. So it's a big thing for her.
I believe you. It's probably just my daughter's a little too young to probably get into that, but eventually she will. Let's talk about something on Apple TV Plus called Cowboy Cartel.
My first week as an FBI agent, my boss told me, here we work against the Zetas.
Their calling card was brutality.
Anyone who stood up to them
would wind up dead.
We have had pretty good run of quality stuff on Apple TV Plus. Is this another one of them?
Man, Mark, I thought of you totally when this one came down the pike, and I've had a chance to ruminate on it for a couple weeks now. This is fantastic. It hits the horse racing industry, and a matter of bringing together the Zeta cartels out of Mexico and into the horse racing business and fixing horse races, buying horses to launder money in the U.S., and FBI agents from all levels of seniority going after them back in the between 2000 and the early 2010s. This is a fascinating look at really one of the most deadly cartels that have existed. In fact, I'm a little nervous even just talking about it here, it seems like. But quite frankly, it is a great story. It mixes together something very, very easygoing like horse racing and what can happen when bad guys get involved in it. I loved it. The whole series goes 4 episodes long. Runs about 45 minutes-ish a piece, so it's not too much to digest. And you can take it in one weekend. It's over on Apple TV+.
Yeah, it looks interesting, and I had not heard about this one yet. As I'm looking at the descriptor here, that is, it doesn't follow thoroughbred racing, but American quarter horse racing, which is, you know, another type of racing you can bet on. I don't see quarter horses run as much. Maybe that's because of what happened in this particular time period. So we'll check that out. You know, on the topic of a docuseries, I don't even remember, Paul, and forgive me, I'm not sure if you mentioned this a few weeks ago. Jane, I think you'd like this too.
Okay.
I watched on Max the Pete Rose documentary.
Oh, I'm dying to see it.
It's really good. And, you know, I thought the first episode I thought going, I think it's 4 episodes. Paul, did you talk about it or not?
I did not talk about it, but yeah, it's a fascinating. I mean, Pete Rose is a fascinating guy, whether you like him or you hate him.
Well, and I thought it was going to kind of go easy on him to a certain extent. I've always felt that he belongs in the Hall of Fame. He's definitely a flawed human being, and you see all of that come to the surface. But for those of us, here's what I would say. For those of us who grew up in a certain era and you remember the Big Red Machine in particular,
yep,
and how great Pete Rose was, mm-hmm, all the focus on his accomplishments. And then you get to the 80s where he's player manager and then the gambling sort of emerges. There's stuff that involves, you know, some bad players related to the gambling and drugs as well. And they expose that and they catch Pete Rose in some lies. So I thought it was pretty effective. But then they bring it full circle and they raise some good questions about, look, we're holding this over Pete Rose's head. What about the steroid era, et cetera?
Absolutely.
So, but I would, as a baseball fan, that's just me as a baseball fan, I like the Pete Rose series on Max. All right, what else you got this weekend, Paul?
Limited series. I'm going to stay in the K-pop genre because I went saw this earlier this week. It's only this weekend in theaters. A band called Blackpink. Again, this band toured 3 cities in the U.S. and played Allegiant Stadium, MetLife Stadium, and out on the West Coast in a stadium. And quite frankly, sold them all out, which is just amazing when you look at it. Some of the biggest stars in pop are fans of them, and there's no doubt why once you see the film. It's basically a concert film, which the good news about the Taylor Swift concert film from earlier this year, we've gotten more of these that bring these concerts to middle America, to smaller towns, and you can pay $25 for a ticket and go see it on a big screen with the best sound in the world. You don't have to pay $100 or $150 for getting these shows.
Well, and that's how my daughter saw Taylor Swift, and it was a much better investment that way. Here's a clip from that, by the way. What is the biggest, what was the K-pop band, all the kids that blew up a few years ago, Paul? Well, I can't remember.
Well, BTS was the one that...
BTS.
So here's the thing. You know, I think for those of us who are older and crotchety and all that, we were like classic rock, it's real easy to write these bands off. But one time, I think it was the Grammys, American Music Awards, I'm watching these kids. They blew me away, how much talent they had. So it's a little tough for me. I knew about this Blackpink thing only because I knew that they had sold out Allegiant Stadium. I'm like, oh, my God, that's incredible that they can do that.
It's different.
Yeah, and they do these smaller concert tours that hit big stadiums, and they don't tour very often. So it becomes kind of supply and demand. And of course, that has something to do with it. But the fact is, all the big top stars within our pop industry look to them for advice. And you hear their music in the background of commercials, like the Google commercial, like some of the other commercials that have used their music in the backgrounds. Ryan Reynolds and Hugh Jackman used some stuff with Stray Kids, who we talked about at Lollapalooza tonight earlier with the Deadpool Wolverine thing. So there's such a big phenomenon that it's hard to believe. We haven't heard of them in many cases.
Great soundtrack. Deadpool Wolverine. I haven't even seen the movie, and the soundtrack is awesome.
Yeah, I want to go see that. My daughter's at a camp this week, so we're going to try to go see Twisters and Deadpool in the theaters because I have not seen either yet. Paul, tell folks where they can find your reviews.
SimpleComicGuy.com.
I'll also say this on Max. I just wrapped up the New York Giants. What do they call that one? The Hard Knocks in season.
You finally did it, didn't you?
It was good. You know what? I liked it. You were right. But the regular Hard Knocks with the Bears starts on Tuesday to get us geared up for the NFL season. And I'm still wrapping up Receiver on Netflix, and that's great as well. Paul, have a great weekend, a great week. Try to survive those horrible 85-degree temperatures. Oh, my gosh.
I'm going to have a fan with me everywhere
I go.
We're
going to send relief. We'll send blocks of ice to Milwaukee.
I have people walking with me with big ferns.
We'll see you next Friday. Bye. I love, and Sue, I think you're a fan as well. Joanna Stern from the Wall Street Journal. She's one of the tech reporters. And remember, she's kind of been our expert on electric vehicles.
Oh, yes.
She went to California and she discovered that the infrastructure for the charging stations was really, really poor. But she's had her own EV, not SUV, EV for a year now. And she kind of reported on that in the Journal this week. We're going to get her grades coming up. She kind of likes it.
Oh,
she's
going
to give you some cons, but she's got a lot of pros as well. Frank Cusimano with us from KSDK as we take you into the weekend. Unfortunately, we already have two losses in Chicago. Mm. What the heckity heck here, including the new pitcher, Fetty, didn't fare very well, did he, Frank?
No, he didn't. He went five, gave up five, had a disastrous second inning. He did retire the final 10 batters he faced, but it was not encouraging. It's unbelievable, too, because, Mark, you go into that ninth inning last night, and you're feeling unbelievable about the Cardinals and all this Tommy Pham momentum. You're going to win your third in a row. Yep. And then your unbelievable closer, Ryan Helsley, gives it up. You lose that game. You lay an egg in the second. Now you're going to try to – you have to win two to just salvage a split against a Cubs team that's just not very good.
What happened last night? I was admittedly watching the Olympics, and I didn't even know they were playing last night. I thought it was a series that started today, so that was just being a bad fan. But what happened to Helsley? Did he walk someone off the bat, or was it just they were crushing him at the plate?
They were crushing him. I mean, Bellinger hit a blast. The game-winning hit was an opposite field rope. It's just, you know, look, it's the Tony La Russa line. Men, not machines. And that's what happened last night where, you know, look, you know, there's a lot of closures in Major League Baseball, and nobody has more saves than Ryan Helsley's 33. I mean, he was getting killed on Twitter last night. Oh, he always makes me nervous. No. It's a pass-fail business, and 95% of the time, the guy has passed.
Well, you're going to have games like that. I think the more troubling aspect is you're coming off those two games, as you indicated. Let's focus on the positive here. I mean, I know you said this the other day, that Mozeliak pulled off this great trade, and I see the grades on that are pretty positive, and I'll keep an open mind. But I wasn't all about, okay, Tommy Pham is back. My position was, if he's this great of an infectious player, maybe he should manage the team. Well, I'll shut up, because he gets up there for his first at-bat, and he cranks a grand slam. That was incredible. And then he had a great game on Wednesday as well, Frank.
Yeah, he had three hits on Wednesday after the grand slam. And, you know, he's always crushed left-handed pitching. He has like an 830 OPS. And he is a guy who likes big stages. I mean, he hit over 400 in the World Series last year. He's been on eight teams, and four of them have reached the playoffs. So he's exactly what the doctor ordered, because, let's face it, as good a player as Paul Goldschmidt has been throughout his career, it's not like he's an inspiring presence in the clubhouse and the locker room. Mark, I can remember a while back, Cardinals had a kind of a overweight, out of shape, left-handed reliever named Brett Cecil, who's being paid a lot of money. And before every game, Brett Cecil would be playing freaking video games. And Tommy Pham, we were interviewing him, and he just called him right out on television. He said, you know, we got guys that are playing video games, and they should be preparing for games. Ooh. And it wasn't popular with some of his teammates, but God bless him for making people accountable. And I think that's what he can do with this team. Now, he's got a hit, which I think he will, But I just like the way he tells it like it is.
Well, let's hope they can salvage this in Chicago, because you hate to lose that series coming off of some momentum. We have all in the studio, Jane and Sue and I have been raving about the Olympics. Katie Ledecky, mm-hmm. just incredible. I watched a lot of the gymnastics last night. We have track and field just around the corner. Any favorite moments for you and anything that we should keep our eye out for this weekend, Frank?
Well, the disappointing thing that happened today is the United States soccer team got blown away by Croatia. Yep. Croatia 4-0, and in goal was Patrick Schulte, the pride of Francis Howe, who's only 22 and is a spectacular goaltender. He won an MLS championship last year, but that United States soccer team just hasn't figured out. It's hard to believe they didn't advance to the next round. Coming up, we're going to have Brandon Miller, the pride of John Burroughs in the 800 meters. I'm really excited about seeing him.
Yeah.
He's a kid who, mm-hmm. at age 11, told us on camera, my goal is to win an Olympic gold medal. Now, 11 years later, he's got a chance to do it. So, yeah, it's going to be a fun weekend with the track and field about to happen.
Somebody put, I think they sent this to me on Twitter. I had never seen this before. Sue or Jane, had you ever seen this picture with Michael Jordan and Katie Ledecky when she was 8 years old?
No, but I'm going in.
Yeah, now I'm going to go look for
Frank,
it.
Frank, have you seen that shot? I guess they met.
I have not. Wow.
I'm going to guess it's real, you know, because you can generate things with AI, but I thought that was crazy. And whoever posted it said Olympic golds, 2 for Michael Jordan, and then, you know, whatever the number is now for Katie Ledecky. But that's an interesting connection between those two, or at least the picture from many years ago. Our soccer team plays this weekend, right? But this is not in the MSL. This is outside of that in this League Cup?
Yeah, in the League's Cup, which has not gotten, I don't know if it's really been embraced by, you know, St. Louis soccer fans as much. But I will say this, the acquisition of these 3 new players, and they got another one today, there's an infusion of talent. Now, it's likely too late with only 9 MLS games remaining, but they saw that this roster was lacking talent, and they've infused it with talent in the last month.
What's coming up on Sunday night?
Well, I wish I could say Sports Plus, but because of the Olympics,
yeah.
we're off for a couple of weeks, just some regular sports coverage.
But that's not bad. That's a good break for you, and I think so far the Olympics has been a pretty good success. I mentioned track and field. Do you know any of the details on when that starts? Because I tend to like that. I think a lot of people do.
Oh, well, Sha'Carri Richardson ran in one of the prelims today. She could end up being one of the big heroes from the Olympics because of her charisma and her entire look and her incredible speed. And then, you know, we have the St. Louis angle. And then we're also going to have the basketball continuing, where you have 2 St. Louis kids that have a chance to win their second gold medal, Jason Tatum with the men and Nafisa Collier with the women.
So I got to tell you, the my sport, you know what my sport is, Sue and Jane? The heptathlon.
What?
And there's one. Well, there are so many hot chicks in the heptathlon.
Oh,
I'm just telling you. Women's heptathlon, I'm all about that. Kusumano, have a great weekend.
Take care.
Bye, Frank.
I won't drag him into my
Frank
sexism.
Frank didn't want any part
in my misogyny,
of that.
Right?
He's sitting there going, I don't know who
I'll take
guy is.
Well, I told you earlier this weekend, I was very, very confused because on Sunday I'm watching like beach volleyball and they were wearing like long Lululemon pants. And I thought for sure that the Olympics had ruined beach volleyball. But then the next day I saw them outdoors. It was sunny and they were wearing the bikinis. I'm just looking out for the athletes. You understand that, right?
Right. You're just worried about their sunburn.
Exactly. Have a great weekend, Jay Duker.
You too.
Hey, here's a question, and you should listen to this on the way home because I haven't gotten to this yet, but you know that ad that's played during the Olympics for that Gemini AI thing where the little girl is going to write the letter based on AI?
Yeah, but they want AI to do it. It's
Look,
terrible.
It is terrible, and we all probably felt that. Guess what, Sue? They pulled that ad today.
Did they?
Yes,
wow.
Because of the backlash. I've been meaning to talk about that for like 3 days, but we'll get into it in the next hour.
Oh, I want to hear that.
Jane, have a good weekend.
You too.
All right, we'll see you.
Get more at 971talk.com.
I love, and Sue, I think you're a fan as well, Joanna Stern from the Wall Street Journal. She's one of the tech reporters. And remember, she's kind of been our expert on electric vehicles.
Oh, yes.
She went to California and she discovered that the infrastructure for the charging stations was really, really poor. But she's had her own EV, not SUV, EV for a year now. And she kind of reported on that in the Journal this week. We're going to get her grades coming up. She kind of likes it. She's
going to
give you some cons, but she's got a lot of pros as well. Frank Cusimano with us from KSDK as we take you into the weekend. Unfortunately, we already have 2 losses in Chicago. What the heckity heck here, including the new pitcher, Fetty, didn't fare very well, did he, Frank?
No, he didn't. He went 5, gave up 5, had a disastrous second inning. He did retire the final 10 batters he faced, but it was not encouraging. It's unbelievable, too, because, Mark, you go into that 9th inning last night, and you're feeling unbelievable about the Cardinals and all this Tommy Pham momentum. You're going to win your third in a row. Yep. And then your unbelievable closer, Ryan Helsley, gives it up. You lose that game. You lay an egg in the second. Now you're going to try to – you have to win two to just salvage a split against a Cubs team that's just not very good.
What happened last night? I was admittedly watching the Olympics, and I didn't even know they were playing last night. I thought it was a series that started today, so that was just being a bad fan. But what happened to Helsley? He just – did he walk someone off the bat, or was it just they were crushing him at the plate?
They were crushing him. I mean, Bellinger hit a blast. The game when he hit was an opposite field rope. It's just, you know, look, it's the Tony La Russa line. Men, not machines. And that's what happened last night where, you know, look, you know, there's a lot of closers in Major League Baseball. And nobody has more saves than Ryan Helsley's 33. I mean, he was getting killed on Twitter last night. Oh, he always makes me nervous. No. It's a pass-fail business, and 95% of the time, the guy has passed.
Well, you're going to have games like that. I think the more troubling aspect is you're coming off those two games, as you indicated. Let's focus on the positive here. I mean, I know you said this the other day, that Mozeliak pulled off this great trade, and I see the grades on that are pretty positive, and I'll keep an open mind. But I wasn't all about, okay, Tommy Pham is back. My position was, if he's this great of an infectious player, maybe he should manage the team. Well, I'll shut up, because he gets up there for his first at-bat, and he cranks a grand slam. That was incredible. And then he had a great game on Wednesday as well, Frank.
Yeah, he had three hits on Wednesday after the grand slam. And, you know, he's always crushed left-handed pitching. He has like an 830 OPS. And he is a guy who likes big stages. I mean, he hit over 400 in the World Series last year. He's been on eight teams, and four of them have reached the playoffs. So he's exactly what the doctor ordered, because, let's face it, as good a player as Paul Goldschmidt has been throughout his career, it's not like he's an inspiring presence in the clubhouse and the locker room. Mark, I can remember a while back, Cardinals had a kind of a overweight, out of shape, left-handed reliever named Brett Cecil, who's being paid a lot of money. And before every game, Brett Cecil would be playing freaking video games. And Tommy Pham, we were interviewing him, and he just called him right out on television. He said, you know, we got guys that are playing video games and they should be preparing for games. And it wasn't popular with some of his teammates, but God bless him for making people accountable. And I think that's what he can do with this team. Now, he's got a hit, which I think he will, but I just like the way he tells it like it is.
Well, let's hope they can salvage this in Chicago, because you hate to lose that series coming off of some momentum. We have all in the studio, Jane and Sue and I, have been raving about the Olympics. Katie Ledecky, just incredible. I watched a lot of the gymnastics last night. We have track and field just around the corner. Any favorite moments for you, and anything that we should keep our eye out for this weekend, Frank?
Well, the disappointing thing that happened today is the United States soccer team got blown away by Croatia. Yep. Croatia 4-0. And in goal was Patrick Schulte, the pride of Francis Howe, who's only 22 and is a spectacular goaltender. He won an MLS championship last year. But that United States soccer team just hasn't figured out. It's hard to believe they didn't advance to the next round. Coming up, we're going to have Brandon Miller, the pride of John Burroughs, in the 800 meters. I'm really excited about seeing him. Yeah. He's a kid who, at age 11, told us on camera, my goal is to win an Olympic gold medal. Now, 11 years later, he's got a chance to do it. So, yeah, it's going to be a fun weekend with the track and field about to happen.
Somebody put, I think they sent this to me on Twitter. I had never seen this before. Sue or Jane, had you ever seen this picture with Michael Jordan and Katie Ledecky when like,
oh my
she was
gosh,
8 years old?
No, but I'm going in.
Yeah, now I'm going to go look for
Frank,
it.
Frank, have you seen that shot? I guess they met.
I have not. Wow.
I'm going to guess it's real, you know, because you can generate things with AI, but I thought that was crazy. And whoever posted it said, Olympic golds, two for Michael Jordan, and then, you know, whatever the number is now for Katie Ledecky. But that's an interesting connection between those two, or at least the picture from many years ago. Our soccer team plays this weekend, right? But this is not in the MSL. This is outside of that in this League Cup?
Yeah, in the League's Cup, which has not gotten – I don't know if it's really been embraced by, you know, St. Louis soccer fans as much. But I will say this. The acquisition of these three new players, and they got another one today – there's an infusion of talent. Now, it's likely too late with only 9 MLS games remaining, but they saw that this roster was lacking talent, and they've infused it with talent in the last month.
What's coming up on Sunday night?
Well, I wish I could say Sports Plus, but because of the Olympics, we're off for a couple of weeks, just some regular sports coverage.
But that's not bad. That's a good break for you, and I think so far the Olympics has been a pretty good success. I mentioned track and field. Do you know any of the details on when that starts? Because I tend to like that. I think a lot of people do.
Oh, well, Sha'Carri Richardson ran in one of the prelims today. She could end up being one of the big heroes from the Olympics because of her charisma and her entire look and her incredible speed. And then, you know, we have the St. Louis angle. And then we're also going to have the basketball continuing, where we have two St. Louis kids that have a chance to win their second gold medal, Jason Tatum with the men and Nafisa Collier with the women.
So I got to tell you, the my sport, you know what my sport is, Sue and Jane? The heptathlon.
What?
And there's one. Well, there are so many hot chicks in the heptathlon.
Oh,
I'm just telling you. Women's heptathlon, I'm all about that. Cusimano, have a great weekend.
Take care.
Bye, Frank.
I won't drag him into my sexism.
Frank didn't want any part
of misogyny,
that. Yeah,
right?
He's sitting there going, I don't know who
I'll take
that.
Well, I told you earlier this week, Jane, I was very, very confused because on Sunday I'm watching like beach volleyball and they were wearing like long Lululemon pants. And I thought for sure that the Olympics had ruined beach volleyball. But then the next day I saw them outdoors. It was sunny and they were wearing the bikinis. I'm just looking out for the athletes. You understand that, right?
Right. You're just worried about their sunburn.
Exactly. Have a great weekend, Jane Duker.
You too.
Hey, here's a question, and you should listen to this on the way home because I haven't gotten to this yet, but you know that ad that's played during the Olympics for that Gemini AI thing where the little girl is going to write the letter based on AI?
Yeah, but they want AI to do it.
Look,
it's terrible.
It is terrible, and we all probably felt that. Guess what, Sue? They pulled that ad today.
Did they?
Yes,
wow.
Because of the backlash. I've been meaning to talk about that for like 3 days, but we'll get into it in the next hour.
Oh, I want to hear that.
Jane, have a good weekend.
You too.
All right, we'll see you.
Get more at 971talk.com.